him.
Do we proceed? Yes. He is still
only human.
All of our lives, we have fought this war. Tonight, I believe we can end it.
That's a nice trick.
Upgrade.
Mr. Anderson.
Surprised to see me?
So now he's found a way to copy himself.
Now there's more than one of them.
A lot more.
Well, people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 128. I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one, the only one here, the only one that matters, the only one you need in your life, the best in the world himself, the phenomenal one. That's right. And where are the other two? Well, Z is in a hospital somewhere licking his wounds after, you know, a pimp deal went wrong. And Sammy is out chasing some feathers somewhere at a fucking ice skating thing or something like that. I don't know. She's licking the rainbow for all I know right now. But it doesn't matter. But for Z, hopefully you get well. But for everybody else, it doesn't matter about them, because the only one that's important right now is me. The best himself, me. So, this episode of Throwback Tuesday, you lucky bastards out there, you get to get a quick review of The Matrix Reloaded. It became a polling bet between The Matrix, the first one, and the original Tron film. And in the other section, you guys voted for Matrix Revolutions and Matrix Reloaded. Matrix Reloaded ended up winning that. Now, it's not going to be your standard, typical Throwback Tuesday P1 solo review type deal or anything like that. I'm gonna change things up just a little bit, because I got some shit I gotta do. That's why. But and plus because I'm the only one with a heart to actually show up. After seeing The Revenant, I understand what Sammy's doing out there chasing that thing. Oh, you know what? I know what Sammy's doing right now. She's probably going to go get her friends' opinions of what she thought of, what they thought about The Matrix Reloaded, so she can come back and tell you guys next week about it. But none of that matters. Like I said, this is the first Throwback Tuesday of 2016. It's going to be here. It's going to be live. It's going to be direct. It's going to be by P1 himself. And the first thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about how this little format is going to do. I'm going to go ahead and quick do a little rundown of The Matrix Reloaded itself. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk about some new things on here. I'm going to talk about a lot of new exciting things, you know, mainly in the shop zone area, you know, of moviesportspodcast.com. And then, yes, people, I've been drinking, so yes, deal with me right now. It's late. Well, I'm not going to tell you what day it is, but let's just say this. I usually record all day on these days. But, and then I'm going to get in some questions. But you know what? I took the liberty of looking at some questions that are from previous shows. You know, I'm going to save those for when the white guy and the Indian redneck girl return next week or whatever. Because a lot of those questions look like it pertained to them. Because it's kind of, I took a little peek, a little glance at them. And I just took the liberty of going down my Twitter feed. You know, because Twitter, Movie Spoiler Pod, is where you can find me at. You can add me on there, follow me back, whatever, send me messages. And, you know, I tend to get a lot of messages on there. Especially, I got a lot, couple of actually, I've been getting a lot more than lately for some odd fucking reason. Because I'm popular, there you go. And I think I just took some questions from there. I took 10 questions. We're going to answer 10 questions. 10. Uno, dos, tres. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to answer all 10 of them questions that different listeners have, or I don't even know if they list some of them. I don't even know if they're listeners. Some names I recognize, some not. I didn't use their handle names because some of them got some fucking weird long ones or whatever. So I just kind of took whatever name I could find out of them, or if I just recognize them because I talk to them on a daily basis and I know that they comment on the site. I just used that name on there. But I'm going to go down a list of questions. I didn't put in self in my order, and I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a new format. It's going to be new. It's going to be live. It's going to be electric. It's going to be 2016. So why don't we go ahead and jump into The Matrix? And I'm going to keep this shit really short because I don't really remember the movie that much. But I will say this now. The Matrix Reloaded. This is the sequel. 2003. The sequel to the first Matrix from 1999. Starring that boy Keanu Reeves. Directed by those Wachowskis. I was going to say Wachowski's brothers. Well, I guess at this time, Wachowski's brothers was right. And here we have, nowadays, we have the Wachowski siblings. And Neo is now the one, if anything. And him and the leaders of Zion, they discover that they have about, I think it was like 72 hours to until some robotic probes or whatever it is discover Zion as they destroy through the core of I want to say Earth for some reason, but I know it's not Earth, so I'm just going to go ahead and say Zion. And, you know, kill pretty much every living being of Zion. I don't know what the fuck Zion is, people, so bear with me here. And fuck it. Neo must decide between saving Trinity or saving Zion. There you go. That's your fucking plot synopsis. I don't really give a shit. Okay, so I just want to go ahead and say, beforehand watching this movie, I thought it was stupid as fuck. I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was beyond stupid. I thought it was almost as stupid as that plot synopsis I just gave right now. But then rewatching it, I had a change of heart, I must say. I said, wow, what the fuck was that? Okay, so I'm beeping in this bitch now. Alright, whatever. Maybe it was Galactus playing with some toy over there or something like that. Yes, people, Galactus is the name of my little puppy right there. Little Galactus. Lazy as shit. I like him though, so. And plus, he attracts a lot of women. But anyway. So, going in before this, I was dreading this. I ain't gonna lie. I did not want to watch this. I was like, good Lord. I'm not gonna lie. I really don't give a shit about the first Matrix that much. I mean, I don't really give a fuck about the Matrix series in general. So going back to one where I just didn't really care, or I ain't watched this movie in God knows so long. I really don't care to watch it now. But it you know what? The thing I was watching on, Matrix Revolutions, came on right after. So I said, fuck it. You know what? I'll watch that one too. I got to watch both of them. And I realized something. When I watched that third one, I said, wow, this third one is fucking garbage, actually. This second one is actually, it's got some good things going in here for it. It's still kind of shit, but it's still got a lot more better things than this third one. The third one, now, I ain't gonna lie, I rolled my eyes a lot in the second one. Especially when it came to dialogue. But the dialogue in the third one was written like a fucking retarded fourth grader. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of my complaints of the third one is in the second one, too. The third one just seemed to amp them up a little bit extra more. The third one is actually complete shit. I'm not going to lie. It's third one, if I had to review it, it's a fuck it. Hands down, it's probably a fuck it. Did not enjoy that at all. I thought it was stupid and that fucking ending was horrible. But the second one, I went back and rewatched it, and I said, you know what? It's not as bad as I thought it would be. It's actually got some pretty good pacing compared to the third one, I must say. The pacing in here is a little bit better, and I gotta say, I think the reason for that is there's a lot of action scenes in here. And, you know, I don't really give a shit about just action films, but I think what made this carry on for a good number of length here is the fact that you got a lot of action in between dialogue that I just don't give a fuck about. Man, every time someone opened their fucking mouth, nobody in this fucking film could have a normal conversation. And I mean normal as fence that no one can ever just walk up to somebody and say, hey, how's your day going? Hey, mighty fine. Hey, where'd you get those rags from? Hey, oh yeah, Zion thrift store down the street or whatever. You know, hey, $5.95 and some beans or something shit like that. Trade it in for that. Nobody, every time someone opens their fucking mouth, it's always about, the prophecy says that the one will complete us and this will happen. And then, you know, you got the bad guys here. You know, you've changed me ever since you came into me. And I don't mean came into me in a nasty way. Hello. But ever since you came into me, the aura around me has changed. The feeling has changed. The air is different. And I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. Good Lord. And everybody in here has took a page out of the Keanu Reeves School of Acting, because everyone in here is so fucking monotone and so, how do I put this? Kind of bland and boring as fucking characters, really. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. They might as well get, what's this bitch name? Trinity, Keanu Reeves, and Morpheus. you should have just smashed. They should have just did some Dragon Ball Z shit and just fused into one person, because that really was. Every time them three was just on screen, I was just like, I really can't tell the difference other than one's a woman and the other two, one's black and the other's white. Other than that, there would be no fucking difference here, because they're all some boring ass people right about now. You have one of the worst scenes probably in the Matrix trilogy in all of progress. Morpheus tries to put some shitty ass robes on or whatever and stuff, and he gives this boring ass speech where he tries to put some excitement into it, but he's looking all weird shit. And then you see the biggest cave rave that just went on in slow motion, where you're seeing people feet derping the mud and shit like that. A lot of black people too, and you know, you can see the extra dark on them as well. And then you see a slow and passionate sex scene with Trinity and Neo, which I gotta say was just fucking awful. That scene really was the pinpoint of. As a matter of fact, that scene was so fucking terrible, it kind of makes you forget everything else that's terrible in the fucking film, to be honest. But I will say, there's a lot of good fight scenes in here. And the funny thing is, the one I was probably most excited for, which is the one they probably marketed in the trailer one, was probably the shittiest looking fight scene. It looked green screen as hell. Now, the beginning of it looked fine. And the one I'm talking about, people, is when Neo first runs into Agent Smith. And Agent Smith, I mean, leave it to Warner Brothers. He comes in, fucking pigeons are flying, whatever. He walks in slow motion and shit. Mr. Anderson. Looking like he's a goddamn robot and shit. Well, I guess he kind of is in this movie. But then he gives this boring-ass speech, and then they fight. And the fight was cool at first, but then that shit went on for another 3 minutes, and then you started looking at it and was going like, wow, this looks fake as fuck right now. And I was like, and you know what? I don't have any emotions for this. I was going to make some criticisms about, like, he's beating all these dudes' ass and stuff like that, but then I was like, well, kind of looking at it like Agent Smith is a program. He's just advancing and getting better, I guess, instead of being, you know, part of the Matrix, or if you will, and he's now, I was just waiting for him to sing that song, but I guess Disney still owned the rights for him. No strings on me. You can't. I was just waiting for him to start singing, because every little bit of dialogue he had, it sounded like he just wanted to start busting out singing with Ultron or something like that. But every other fight scene here was pretty hands down phenomenal. I gotta say, I had a fun time watching a lot of the fights, and especially the ones where they break into the I don't know, that little. The little flamboyant fucker that had that hot-ass wife that I can't believe he cheated on with some little scallywag hoe. God damn it, what was his name in the movie? I don't remember. I know his wife was Monica Bellucci, but I can't remember who the fuck her husband was. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Monica Bellucci's fine-ass in here, and she's like, I'll take you to the Keymaker, but I want you to kiss me like you kiss her. I was just like, really? Word? That's what we getting down. Okay, whatever. A lot of stupid ass love romances in here. You got Morpheus and Jada Pinkett Smith. What's her name? Naomi. Yeah, something like that. I'm gonna go with that. Which I gotta say, Jada Pinkett Smith, goddamn, she was looking fine in this movie. I was like, damn, girl. Especially when they had their little rave party going on, and she had her little red robes on and shit like that. I was like, damn, girl. He was looking good back in the day, you know. So I don't know about you now. You got that what's that bitch name in Fish Mooney shit going on. So, you know, I wasn't feeling that, but she was looking good in this movie. But that relationship is worthless. You don't even give a fuck about that. You got two of your most boring leads ever with Keanu Reeves and Trinity. They're fucking constantly, and you just like, I really don't give a shit about that at all. You got Monica Bellucci. And her weird-ass husband, you don't give a fuck about that. You don't really give a fuck about a lot of people in this movie, let's be real. And plus, since Neo is just, he's pretty much, like as Link says, he's Superman. He does whatever he wants. You really don't have no emotions for him. I mean, it gets to a point where it almost becomes in some sort of a religious type thing, where it's just like, how did you do that? Oh, I don't know. I believed, because the Oracle told me. Which, by the way, the Keymaker, I gotta talk about his ass now. The Keymaker is some straight up stolen shit from that game Shenmue 2, people. Shenmue 2 came out in about 2001 for the Dreamcast in Japan. And I think Italy or something like that. 2002, it came out on the original Xbox. This movie came out in 2003. This movie straight up fucking ripped off a fucking character from that game. You pretty much have to find the man that wrote the letter to your father in the first one, and you end up finding him in the movie, and he pretty much is supposed to tell you about, you know, why your father was killed and who was Landy and blah blah blah, and these two mirrors and stuff like that. I kid you fucking not. This Keymaker not only looks like this dude, but he has almost the same exact fucking storyline of what to do as far as helping Neo and helping Ryu. Three-letter word names here, people. I just couldn't help stop looking at that and was going like, my God, y'all didn't hold nothing back on this at all. Another thing, too, I gotta say, I'm kind of sick of is the fucking Oracle. Bitch, either make up your mind on what you're gonna tell me or not. I mean, I gotta say, I think the reason why I didn't like this movie the first time before watching it is, I gotta ask, what was the fucking point of this movie? Now, I will say, as a sequel, I think this film does an okay job. I ain't gonna go great or anything like that. I think it does an okay job. It expands the story a little bit more, adds more to, actually it doesn't, I take that back, it doesn't add more to the characters at all. The characters are the same people. I think Neo is probably the most explored one, but you still don't know nothing about him. So it, in some sense, it keeps a mystery going. That could be fine. I don't know whether you like that or not. I really didn't. Didn't give a fuck. But this movie has a lot of side shit going on that you really just don't give a fuck about. This whole... See, this is probably why The Matrix is so good. A lot of things you didn't know about. This sequel expands on this world, but it tells you about a bunch of shit that you really don't want to see. Zion is one of them. I don't give a living fuck about anyone in Zion. I don't give a fuck about their brigade. I honestly wish that this franchise would have just kept it about the Matrix instead of adding this shitty-ass apocalyptic world where these Sentinel robots are going to drill through the crust of Zion to get to you or something like that, and you have to have this war with them. That whole side plot right there, well, I guess it ain't side plot. That's really the main storyline here going like that. But that whole thing, I didn't give two fucks about that. Every time we went back to Zion, I was like, can we get out of this? Who the fuck would want to live in Zion, by the way? The world looks shitty as hell. Now, granted, in the Matrix, you may have to sleep with one eye open every goddamn day because the damn agents are coming after you nonstop. But you know what? Hey, if you're Neo, you can probably sleep in the air. You know, you can fly and shit, so he'd be fine. But Zion looks like a fucking hellhole. And every time they came up with Zion and you get to these fucking council members and stuff like that and they're talking about, hey, let me take you to these machineries. It's funny. Everybody speaks in fucking riddles and shit like that. He takes them downstairs to the world where their machinery and weapons are created and stuff like that. And he's just like, funny, no one comes down here to see how the machines are made. But as long as they work, everyone's happy. I was like, the fuck is the point of this conversation right here? And then everyone speaks in real once again. Now get back to the Oracle and shit like that. This bitch, they've been waiting on this bitch since the beginning of this fucking movie. And she pretty much tells them not a goddamn thing. The only thing she tells them is to find the Keymaker. How they found the Keymaker beats the shit out of me. Why is this dude holding the Keymaker hostage? Beats the shit out of me. I mean, there's a lot of questions going on here. And a part of me is asking, you know, there's a lot of questions. But the other part of me is asking, do I really want them answered? Because I got a lot of stuff answered in here that I really didn't want answered in the first film that you're bringing up in here now, as such as one of them being Zion. She's just pretty much, well, let me look at you. Wow, you already made the choice, boy. She has got to be the most useless fucking fortune cookie teller bitch I've ever fucking met. I do not see why Morpheus is trying to fuck her. We're just going to go ahead and be real. Morpheus wants to fuck that. I don't know why, because she looks like fucking Aunt Jemima. So I don't know why Uncle Ben would want to fuck Aunt Jemima, but hey, whatever. She looks like that man on the oatmeal box. Like, why would he want to hit that when he's got Jada Pickett's fine ass looking over there and stuff? Yeah, that's right. I see you, girl. But they waiting on this bitch throughout the whole goddamn movie, and the only thing she fucking tells him, she has him sit up there, eat her crappy-ass little grandma candy and shit like that, which how the fuck did he eat that anyway if this is supposed to be just your mind? And I know somebody's going to say, well, if your mind can see it and believe it, then it must be real. It's like, fuck it, y'all. Eat a dick, bitch. And she sits up there and she just tells him and baffles on about, you know, what do you see when you dream? Now, you got to make the choice. It's just like, bitch, you are useless. You are just useless. And then we get to the once we get to the whole, when they save the key man and stuff like that, the key maker or whatever the fuck you want to call him, he sits in this chair. And I kid you fucking not. I swear this is a scene out of Shenmue 2. And he's going over, excuse me, people, I just belched because I just took a sip of something like that. But he literally tells a plan. And in the back of my head, I was just sitting there watching this film. I was going like, what the fuck is he talking about? And I don't mean what the fuck is he talking about as far as his dialogue and the way he's talking is weird. I mean, what in the fuck is he talking about as far as they got to do what now? And why do they have to do this? And then when they do it, there's a fucking door that opens. And we get the same fucking question that he already knew. It's like, either you save Zion or save Trinity. And it's just like, and he just made a selfish choice of saving Trinity's ass. And even though you go through this door, how the fuck would that would have saved Zion? It's a lot of confusion in this part. And there's a lot of areas where it's getting into fucking territory, if you catch my drift. And he meets this dude called the Architect. He built the Matrix. Is that motherfucker real then? Is what you're trying to tell me? Or is he just another virus or a programmer or whatever? I mean, the shit was going in over my head, and it gets to the point where I kind of really just don't give a fuck about the Matrix, because the shit convolutes itself in a way. And maybe I'm just too goddamn, you know, I'm just going to go ahead. I'm just too ignorant to understand it. I'm not going to lie. I know somebody's out there saying you need to play the game and watch the animated show. Ain't happening, because I really just don't give a fuck about the Matrix. But I got to say, the ending of this movie, when it got down to it, at least that third, you know, act of it, I was just like, I don't even know what the end game of this sequel is now. I mean, I really don't see what the purpose is, other than telling me every 10 minutes that Zion will fall, he's the one, and there's going to be a war. Zion will fall, he's the one, there's going to be a war, Trinity's going to die. Those are the four main plot points of the fucking movie. Now, I gotta say, who gives a fuck if Trinity dies? She's boring as shit in here. You know, a part of me looks at that actress and I go like, she has the voice for it, but my God, every time I see her on screen, she is bland as shit. I always forget her name, but it's not important right now. So then we get to, you know, some scenes where they're out of the Matrix now, and Neo, but before that, I guess he pulls the bullet out of her. I don't even know how he did that. Then he electrocuted her heart to bring her back to life. We're talking about Trinity, if he saves her. And I just found that shit to be weird. But you know what? I won't question it. They're in the Matrix. They get out the Matrix. And then for some odd-ass reason, he's just, like, even more monotone and boring. And he starts telling predictions of where it's a bomb. These sentinels are coming. They get out. He said something feels different. And he manages to be able to stop him. It's like the one just can just creates fucking electricity throughout the air or something like that. I don't even know how this happened. Then he puts himself in a coma and he wakes up. Agent Smith, which I haven't even got into, he was able to transfer himself to the human world now through the body of another, I guess you call these guys rebels, Neo and them. I guess they're rebels fighting the war and stuff like that. Why the fuck they just didn't do this in the first place? If they could steal other people's place through these phone calls, why the fuck they just didn't do this from the first place? That whole movie, the first one, was spent about Agent Smith wanting to get to the real world. He finally got to the real world. Looks like shit. But what does he do with it? Not a goddamn thing in this movie. I mean, there's just a lot of bullshit in this movie. But like I said, there's a lot of... The only really good thing this movie got going for it, now that I get really going for it, is the action scenes. The action scenes are great, except for the Neo fight with Agent Smith. That one was kind of fucking ridiculous the longer it went on. But the one with the freeways, that whole action sequence was just fantastic. The one where he was fighting the guys in that mansion. In the stairway. And even the beginning fight when they were at the secret meeting, that one was pretty damn cool. Neo vanishes off and nobody really says anything to stop him. I don't know how the fuck the rest of the people got out of the Matrix at that time too, but whatever. I mean, this movie's actually, the more I think about it, it's kind of really fucking stupid now. It kind of is. Yeah, man, this is probably just going to get a low streamer from me. I'm trying to think of something else I actually like. I really just didn't give a fuck about nothing that was going on in the story. the only thing I gravitated towards was the action scenes. And I think the only reason why I liked it, this movie, a little bit more than I thought I would, is just because I thought the pacing of it was really well. I mean, there would really be like a dialogue exchange with someone and then an action scene. And the action scenes were really good, so I give it some credit on that, but not really much more now than more to really think about it. So yeah, it's gonna get a low stream it from me. Third one gets a fuck it. And the first one, I haven't seen it in a while, so who knows? God knows. We're probably, I guess we won't come back to that because he already picked that one, so. But, let's talk about some things now. Let's talk about some things, man, because I love talking about things. Who don't like talking about things, especially with me? Come on now. Whenever I talk about things, always something gonna be interesting. But let's talk about MoviespoilersPodcast.com. And let's talk about visiting the website, like I just said. How about let's go to the store side of things and let's check out what we got new. We got a lot of new merch up in here, people. And I'm already seeing some sales come through because they send me emails whenever people buy shit and stuff like that. But the first one you want to look at is under the Movie Spoilers Classics. You got the 4-star microphone shirt with the Movie Spoilers logo on the side. Don't it look so beautiful? Got a black and gold all color, all sizes. I can't remember how much that one was, but it's like $22 or $21 or something like that. Now we got Throwback Tuesday shirts. And there's some more coming your way. But right now all we have is the male and the female shirts, which is basically the hashtag Throwback Tuesday with the ratings on the back. We got the Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat shirts. One of them has a microphone, Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, and then Movie Spoilers on the back. The other one is a black and white. It just says Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat and Movie Spoilers on the side. It's a beautiful shirt. Then we got the Voice of the Voiceless shirt. Simple Movie Spoilers star logo with the Voice of the Voiceless under it. Voice of the Voiceless. And then, of course, you know, you got your host logo apparel, which, you know, of course, mine. The shirt, I am the best. P1 on the side. The jacket, I am the best TPO. Who doesn't want to be the phenomenal one for one day? Why not dress like him then? You got Wayne the Wolf, little wolf with the little stars on it, little wolf crying through the moon. Where's my wolf at? Motherfucker sleeping again. God damn, I swear, Siberian, that's all they fucking do is sleep, huh? And you got Cody shirt, beer drinking some bitch right there. You got his jacket to go with it. You got to get both. You can't be Cody and just wear one or the other. Come on now. And then, you know, you got the black and gold Z jacket. Of course, there's going to be a little bit more stuff in the store, but that's what we got for now, and that's a lot of new merch coming. Probably going to tear down some of the old stuff and just leave the new stuff up there now. I see a lot of people are buying the Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat one. Maybe I'll probably throw some more in there then. But we also had something else, too. We had a poll. We had a poll that went on for almost a month, people. It went on for a month about who is the best show, what is the best show, and what is the best host of MovieSpoilersPodcast.com. And I already went over this on last week's Movie Spoilers, but I gotta go over it again here on Throwback Tuesday. Movie Spoilers came in at 85, Throwback Tuesday 65, Now We're Kicking the Ass 61, Spoiling at the Movies 51, Fire It Up 51, The Recap Reviews 10 votes, that show can go, and the Weekly Movie Reviews 104. So it looks like Throwback Tuesday comes in third place, right after Movie Spoilers. And then as far as your best host go, your boy Luke won that with 71 votes, Wayne 70 votes, Z third place with 65 votes, Sammy fourth with 51, and Cody losing with 44 because, you know, well, Cody's a douchebag, so shit happens, I guess. That's what happens when you fucking bitches and leaving them in ditches and shit like that. People don't tend to like you so much, Cody. You gotta really stop that bad habit. I'm glad Kay brought that up to my attention. But let's get in some questions now. So I picked 10 good questions. And a lot of people are going to be like, where do these questions come from? Trust me, people, we were just having... I was having just conversations with these people, and I just ended it on the last question that they responded to me. I thought this would be a little bit more interesting, too. So let's go ahead and kick it off with the first one here, Michael. He says, when will we get another outburst from you on your hosts? Shit, probably right now. Sammy's ass out there chasing a fucking feather right now. So yeah, maybe I'll shoot on her ass some more. I don't know. Whichever one decides to piss me off more. Maybe Wayne will make another dumbass comment on air again. I don't know. One of those maybe. Lawrence, question number two. He says, how many movies do you see a year? Too fucking many. Next question. Natasha, what's your New Year's resolution for 2016? Drinking the fucking more. That's probably what. No, I don't make New Year's resolution, Natasha. I set goals for myself every month. I'm working on a big one right now too, and if I don't get that accomplished by March, like I said, ooh, it's time to cut back on some things. Cause I do not like letting goals get unfinished. So, but New Year's resolution, I'm gonna have a little bit more to drink, a little bit more sex time, and a little bit more P1 time. Oh yeah, that's right. Brian, question number four. How do you feel about Mad Max being nominated for Best Picture at Golden Globes? I think that is fucking ridiculous if you ask me. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. Mad Max is a good summer film. It's a good film. Worthy enough to be on anyone's top 10 list. But this is exactly why I do not like the fucking Golden Globes. I swear, they just fucking cherry pick whatever they think they are. Because let me tell you this right now. I hate to tell you people that love Mad Max out there. It's just one big ass car chase. Okay? And you can sit up there and tell me about your little fucking art and all that shit. It's a fucking car chase, okay? There's barely any fucking dialogue in it. And the dialogue that's in there for Charlize Theron character ain't nothing special. Ain't delivered fucking perfectly or anything like that. It's just cool. That's it. There's nothing special to this all. I swear to God, if this movie actually beat something like Spotlight, Golden Globes easily could eat a fucking dick. I mean, they already eating a dick with me, but they can definitely eat a dick. I'm sorry, but Mad Max being nominated for Best Picture, that's kind of a fucking joke. I don't even think it holds a candle to any of the movies that should get nominated. And I'm talking about the movies like Anomalisa, Room, Spotlight, The Big Short, any of those or something like that. I don't even think that movie comes close to those. Steven says, are you going to pull Alina and just vanish come March? The thought has crossed my mind. Next question. Rockwell says, what the fuck does that do? Oh, yeah. He says, did you cook soul food for the holidays? What the fuck? No, everything I do is white. That's why I've been able to stay on air for fucking 5 years now. Says, after making $1 billion in its second week, do you care about Star Wars now? Still don't give a fuck about Star Wars, Reed. Still don't give a fuck. I'm telling you people, and I'm telling you now, as much as you people love to claim it's the best movie or anything like that, that is your fucking nostalgia. That movie ain't no fucking different than any other blockbuster. It's got its problems, but you can sit up there and defend. I swear, if a motherfucker defends this and the problems that this movie has over another fucking superhero film or anything like that, I'm gonna call bullshit on them. Because there's some bullshit right here. But no, I still don't give a fuck about Star Wars. Still don't give a shit. Had a good time with this one. Still don't give a fuck about that franchise in a whole, though. Johnny, your favorite pickup line? Let me put it in your butt. There you go. Yeah, it's usually my pickup line. There you go. I love that line. It was like, because you never know what a woman is like until you put it in her butt. There you go. You'd have been all up inside of her now. And if you ask her that, see, here's the thing. If she tells you no, you already know that's not the woman for you. She tells you yes, you'd be like, huh, what kind of woman is she? She gets down like that. My God, she must be into this, into that. You know, so it just opens the door for so many questions. So, you know, the best thing you could ask, who is it, Johnny? Just first thing you ask when you meet a woman you like them, you just say, can I put it in your butt? See what her response will be to you. Gene, or John, or however you pronounce that. I don't know if you're a guy or a girl. Is Cody really gay? Yes. Last question here is from Holly. Says, just exactly how many of the hosts have you slept with? All of them. Every single one of them. Just all of them. They never held back on any one of them. I can tell you who's the best lover, but that'll be a question for another day. Matter of fact, the best lover out of all of them, too, will shock the hell out of you. And no, it's not Cody, Gene, or John, or whatever the hell your name is. No. He's actually kind of a... you have to initiate the love with him, you know? You have to initiate the pill in his drink. You got to initiate his hand picking it up and swallowing it. You know, there's a lot of stuff you got to initiate. He's not really the best, but I'll tell you that one day. That's a story for another day. That's a story for another time. That's a story for another, oh, look at the time. Time for me to get the fuck up out of here. Well, that people, that has been the first episode of Throwback Tuesday in 2016. If you'd like to get a hold of me and send me more Twitter questions that maybe I shouldn't just answer right off the bat on Twitter, maybe I should just save them for next week, the next time Z plans to commit suicide and Sammy decides to go chasing some corn feathers and the Mayflock flowers or something like that. But follow me on Twitter. Add me on there. Send me questions. Keep sending me questions. I love your questions. I love to answer them, as you can see right now. And you can do so at Movie Spoiler Pod. That's right. Movie Spoiler Pod. You can't miss me. I'm the one kicking Kylo Ren in the dick. And then you can follow me on that thing that they call Google Plus. I'm over there on Moviespoilers_TPO. And then I'm also on that IG that they cut short for calling Instagram at Phenomenal01. And like I said, you can head on over to MoviespoilersPodcast.com and check out all of our shows. Podcast is every day of the week, damn near. And also special movie reviews for new movies every weekend, Fridays through sometimes Mondays, depending on how many movies comes out. But people, like I said, this has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 128. I'm your spoiling host with the most. Hope you had a fabulous 2015, and let's bring in the new year with 2016. Later, bastards.
Straight down to Zion.
There is only one way to save our city. Neo. What happens if I fail?
Then Zion will fall.
They need you.
I need you. Is true.